RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. So you hear us talk. You might be a new listener, new to the area, maybe 50 miles away. Who knows? Mayfair. Oh, it sounds like Leave It to Beaver. It sounds like the a friend of mine, Jeff Katz, used to talk about Castor Avenue, Cotman and Castor. I forgot what that neighborhood was called. The golden years of it. But Mayfair is the middle class. Well, think of the Boulevard, think up that way, think Gallows moving, or in that area. And Lincoln High School, the Rail Splitters. Yeah, that's their nickname.
Great name.
Yeah, Larry Cannon. And all, you know, you, guy who was 6'5", 230 back then in the late 60s, playing, or mid-60s.
Wow.
They instituted the Nakatoa Rule, where you foul out. Newman had to beat them. But Larry Cannon had like six fouls at halftime. All you get, Dan, is every time you foul out, it's a technical foul. I think he had like 18 fouls. But he was so good, they had the Nakatoa Rule.
Knuckle-dragger rule?
You stay in. So Anne-Marie Muldoon, through Dan, has become just a great friend and somebody with a real good eye on middle-class Philadelphia, Northeast Philadelphia, storied. Tonight, apparently, there's a zoning board about this eyesore of 22 trailers, as I understand it, for 900 kids or thereabouts, the freshman class incoming of Lincoln High School. Wouldn't you think, even the Inquirer's written about this, kids having to go to lunch at 9:15 in the morning. And everybody's amazed, why? Why is Newman's Lincoln so overcrowded? Because of illegal immigration from all over the place. Northeast Philadelphia, I was telling Anne-Marie last night, I remember Brazil. Strangely, was Dominican Republic, a lot of the Kakistan and all that place, you know, and the Borat countries.
Should we bleep
Kazakhstan?
That?
Kazakhstan. Yeah, bleep that one. Yeah, you can bleep it. Yeah. But the Borat countries were part of this, a big thing. Let's go to Anne-Marie Muldoon here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Anne-Marie, welcome in. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Good to talk with you.
Hi, Dan.
And Anne-Marie, the stuff you sent me last night, I was after 11:30, to have that at your fingertips is impressive. So what's happening tonight? Where, when, et cetera? What is it about a zoning hearing tonight in Northeast Philly?
From what I understand, Dom, it happened already this morning. I think it was moved to 9:30 this morning. And from what I understand, it was a farce of a meeting, and it basically they denied the appeal for the trailers. They didn't get any signatures from the residents if they have any input to do on the trailers. So I believe they're going to try and file an appeal to you know, because they denied everything.
Okay.
So, the city's just putting trailers without consulting the residents who live in that area.
Right. And there's 22 of them, as we understand it, the entire freshman class. That's what they said. It's not only an eyesore, but what does that tell us when a school that up until recently, you know, might have been near capacity. I never heard Lincoln being at capacity. It was like 1,500, something like that. It was fine. You have facts and figures about the foreign-born population coming to that area versus the people leaving it that were born in America, Anne-Marie.
Yeah. I can tell you, Dom, I mean, just from firsthand experience, every day, one of my patients who's, you know, I'm in practice 33 years, and one of my patients comes in and says, I'm moving, I can't take it anymore. You know, the loud music, the disrespect, the filth, mm-hmm. they just can't take it anymore. We're not a third world country, and it seems like somebody's trying to make us one. And, you know, the people, on an individual level, the people are nice, you know. But when you take it as a group setting and low-income housing and whatnot, people who are paying for their houses and, you know, paying taxes don't want to be living amongst filth. And that's basically what we're getting. I mean, I have a store three doors down. I mean, they throw garbage. When I say garbage, chicken bones and stuff like that right out on the sidewalk. We don't live like that. You know, I was driving to work one day a couple weeks ago, and a giant rat ran right in front of my car. I've been there 33 years. We never seen anything like this in our life. The other day, three bottles of urine, you know, like soda bottles converted into urinals and just dumped by trees on the ground. It's horrible how we're living. And not going out at night. I just talked to a patient who moved from Levick Street to Fox Chase. And she said, you know, what I didn't realize is I was living like a prisoner. I wasn't sitting out on my step. I wasn't taking a walk at night. Mm-hmm. I wasn't going out. We were basically prisoners to our homes. And they didn't realize until they moved to another neighborhood what normal was. We become conditioned.
Yeah. So that reference, Fox Chase, farther up in Northeast, this whole thing is moving up the Roosevelt Boulevard where Martina is. She's done a great job at keeping a handle on it. So, Anne-Marie, do these people, particularly the ones like the Toomey case, you were on with Dawn again recently, outrageous, the 14-year-old killed by these kids who still haven't come to justice, just bringing in the family water in Mayfair, yet they go and again vote for Democrats. Is anybody connecting the dots that it's pretty fair estimation that Lincoln's kids, their freshman class, is going to go to school, all of them, in a trailer because of illegal immigration that's come there and overwhelm the system where kids are going to be put in trailers?
Yeah. I mean, I sent you that stat last week, Dom, that said 136% of the illegal immigration was absorbed by Mayfair. And I feel like they turned the lights out on us during COVID and everybody was locked in. And when they turned them back on, it was like, yikes, what happened to our neighborhood? You know, it's just not the same. And like I said, I don't want to point fingers. I don't want to say this individual, you know, lives like a third world country. It's not that. Like I said, I come into some of the people very individually and they're very nice. And, you know, but I don't feel that they're coming from countries that need to have refugee status. They're coming from places that just because they're coming, they're just influx coming in. There's
right.
no refugee status.
Yeah.
And then what people don't realize is, you know, we get a lot of walk-in people say, hey, do you take my insurance or whatever? As you know, I'm a chiropractor. And these people have three insurance cards, state-issued insurance cards, and, you know, Health Partners, Keystone First. And we stand there and look at each other. How did you get three? When I have people who are working, you know, maybe making $60,000 a year who are struggling and can't afford their co-pays.
Again, comes to the question too, Anne-Marie, and I'm hopeful Northeast Philadelphia is pivotal. You're one of the pivotal people. Judge Dugan texts me back and forth. He's fully engaged now, maybe more so than even during the primary. Does Northeast get motivated? Would people you talk with to come out and vote? That would go a long way. It would be a shock to the system for the good.
My cousin-in-law, Pat Dugan, yes.
Yes.
He He's amazing. Kat is a great guy. I've known him my whole entire life. He's an amazing guy. If people would just activate themselves. You know, I talk to people until I'm blue in the face. I try not to get on a soapbox and work because nobody's going to come in. But you talk to them and say, hey, you really need to get out to vote. We hang the signs when voting day is. And then people come in and they're people who I care about. And they say, oh, I forgot. I got sidetracked at work. Or, oh, I totally forgot. Or, oh, I never switched parties to vote for him. And I just want to ram my head into the side of a wall because feel like you're talking, you know, I don't think people care until it's too late. You know, it's almost like what I see with health. People don't care about their health until they get diagnosed with something. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they want to reverse time and get healthy. You can't. You got to be proactive in the moment.
Exactly. Well, Anne-Marie, it's always great, though, to talk with you by text or otherwise.
And Dom, just quickly, you saw the empty Rite Aid, the empty 7-Eleven, the empty Wawa. Right. It's horrible.
Exactly. Keep us in the loop on this as we count down to see how school begins, Anne-Marie. Thank you, though, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, Anne-Marie, very
much. All right, thanks, Dom. Bye-bye.
All-timer, Anne-Marie Muldoon. Dan, you tell me Henry's got some wiener. Yes. Audio.
He's got some wiener audio.
Unfortunately, I do, Don.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know,
leave it at that.
Should I leave it at that?
No, I'm kidding.
All right. I was going to say, might be hard out of context.
Is this Anthony Weiner? Or
this is,
Weiner?
Yes, disgraced politician Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, former congressman.
Went on a podcast today and, he commented on his past transgressions, his past crimes, and whether or not he should have been thrown in prison. For
wiener
these.
On his wiener.
Yeah. Wiener.
It's ridiculous for me to get charged with a crime.
Oh, ridiculous.
And to do prison sentence for the things that I did.
You think that?
Well, no one has. No one generally gets prosecuted. No one in the Southern District's ever been sentenced for obscenity, for transferring obscene material. So I did learn that there was an element of prosecutorial discretion that I think everyone should be concerned about, that people being made examples of and the idea of people being over-incarcerated. I learned. I was a very privileged person to be in that system, but I
think
there's a lot of men in that system who were also charged with things they probably shouldn't have been for periods of time that they shouldn't have, and their inability to get a fair trial because of the trial penalty in the federal system. So I learned a lot about that stuff that informs how I talk about this stuff today.
All right. Thank you for that wiener moment there. By the way,
danger back
I
around.
Think I've identified the winner. I think it's Smelly Tweed or something like I don't have it in front of me on Twitter.
Or
sorry, Smelly Tweed.
Smelly Tweed.
Or Tweed, it grows smelly in the rain, something like that. It's complicated Twitter handle. Down to the shore. There are weather people in town and news organizations that will not just say down the shore. They hate that for some reason. It's down to the shore. No, never. It's one of those Philadelphia-isms.
What if you say
never...
I'm headed to the beach?
No,
get
you
out
don't
of
say
here.
That here.
It's down Head the, down there, then.
It's down the shore. Yeah, go to a beach. You're going to California, Dan. Have a nice time.
It's a beach.
Are you going to Mulligan's? You're going down the shore.
What's that even mean, though?
To the shore.
I know, but dissect the grammar of it. You're going down the shore.
Down the shore.
Down the shore. Down the shore.
Doesn't make
down the shore.
Sense.
Say it faster, Henry, with me.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Down the shore.
Down the shore.
I'm
going
to the beach.
I'm going down the shore.
Aurelius isn't going to like this conversation.
Yeah. All right. So not down to the shore. I'm going down to the shore like little Lord Fauntleroy. My God.
That's something like a politician would say.
Yes.
I'm going down to the shore.
Yeah, exactly. And some guy coming to town is running and doesn't know Philadelphia. Oh, where do you get
Why
a good...
Why are we downing the shore, though?
Why do you get a good cheese? We had these guys filling in at WWDB, and every one of them doing morning drive would ask, where do you get a good cheese and steak sandwich?
Oh,
stuff
gosh.
Like this.
Really?
Every one of them would do the cheesesteak thing. Oh. And they were told, do not talk about, and don't call it Philly. I hate the Philly thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I'm going to come grab a Philly when I come visit the city. No,
yeah.
No.
And I want
no,
a cheesesteak. No, get out of here.
No.
And no, you're not going down to the shore no matter what Dan says or the beach. Right now, though,
Headed to the beach.
It is time for...
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
That is right. And we are playing again, thank you, Walter Koss, today for a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com.
Go get your Philly.
To place that order today, and do not order a cheese and steak there. I think they might have it, though. All right.
All right, Dom. So today we were asking for words or phrases. You don't want to hear them. You hate hearing them.
Yes.
I'm going to play someone, or I'm going to play a song whose phrases and words you do want to hear, and that would be Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. However, you know, right. The typical Money Melody twist, it's going to be a cover version. Something about this cover artist is that music isn't their primary thing. It is definitely acting. This actor, who does have some singing chops, is covering this song here today. I think it's a very recognizable voice. So I'm going to play this clue for you. Very time relevant, too. I am going to play this clip for you. I want to know who this cover artist is.
Those aren't the lyrics, Henry.
What the heck? I like that. Ooh. It's like, I could do backup on this. Just have me for the eye.
I think it's safe to say that Dom's a fan of this guy, particularly his most recent offering.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, well, I might bring him down to the shore. All right.
Head to the beach, Dom?
Yeah, that's right. Hit us with that, and you're getting a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Great spot. Again, visit metrodiner.com to place your order today. 855-839-1210.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. Actor turned singer covering pretty famous song. Here's the clue.
I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Lee Ho Forks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Werewolves of London.
All right, let's go to Robin in Huntington Valley. And Robin, I see with a capitalization here, that must mean she...
Well, Trump screening calls today.
Screening, I was going to say, is Anthony Weiner a Trump screening calls? Robin in Huntington Valley. Hey, Robin, welcome in. So what's your answer today, Robin?
Adam Sandler.
All right. Nicely played. Adam Sandler, I think, is coming to town again soon, right?
Is he? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he plays this song.
Yeah, I think he was in September. It's in my mind somehow or another.
I really want Chinese food now because of this song. I gotta say, I just texted Maisie asking if we can get some wonton soup.
I think this is a pretty easy song to cover, though.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
It's one of the
as long as you
ones.
Can do the awoos.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look at Dom.
Yeah.
Tonight, 7:30, September 19th. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Wells Fargo Center. Wow.
It sticks in the mind.
Yeah. Well, Xfinity Mobile Arena. I'm sorry.
Ask me the batting average of Mel Ott in the month of September. 317.87.
Were you thinking about going tonight? Is that why it's like on your radar?
No.
Okay.
It
seems like something you and Luke might want to check out together, you know?
Yeah, I go back and forth on Adam Sandler. I liked him in Hustle. I thought that was pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that guy that he was touting would get killed in the NBA. I didn't
he was an NBA player.
Was he? Well, he shouldn't be,
Willie Hernan Gomez?
I'm not a fan
and
of
the... he
got
killed in the NBA, so you're right.
Yeah, he didn't stick around.
Okay, once again, check. Right again. It's like Trump today. Right again. All right, so if you didn't hear the top of the show, shame on you. Dan is working on getting on tomorrow. Stephanie Farr wrote this piece saying we have too many Rocky statues. If you heard that reference throughout the show in Philadelphia. So there's one that everybody still goes to. There's the iconic stairs of the Art Museum, which have always been iconic. But Rocky, the genius of Stallone in writing that, I heard he wrote it in about 24 to 36 hours, almost nonstop. And then the battle was they wanted somebody else to play Rocky. Can you imagine? Yeah, it was him. There's one at the top now that he donated for Rocky Fest or whatever. And there's going to be one or is one at the airport. So this woman who writes for the Inquirer, one of their major columnists, goes off today. Why is that one still at the steps of the Art Museum? Can you imagine how miserable your life has to be to not want another Rocky statue at the top of the Art Museum? Yeah. And then the deeper we get into this, it's because he's aiding and abetting Trump. Stallone is. And she goes through some of the nasty things that Trump has said, like bad things happen in Philadelphia. How could we put up with this? They got to get that statue out of there. And they shouldn't put another one up in the airport. I'd love to have her come on. I'll follow my rule the first 2 or 3 minutes. Just let her make her case uninterrupted. I'll be in a straitjacket. It'll be like Houdini.
I already sent the email on this.
Oh, good. So. Yeah, exact same.
Dom, my name's on the line now, Dom.
You know. Dom will let you go. And Dan, you know, you have a tendency at times over the years, and I know this, you get itchy. You got to dive into the ring. As soon as the first thing that gets said, like, well, we have too many Rockies, bang, let it breathe a little bit. You know how hard it is for me to do that. That's when the good stuff happens.
I stated it this way.
Yes.
We've spent a good chunk discussing your stance regarding the Rocky statue and Stallone's relationship with Trump, which Dom admittedly disagrees with. That said, we love featuring countering opinions on the show and would love to extend an invite to further the conversation as presented in your column. We would give you plenty of space to explain your side. Would you happen to have availability?
So, yep.
It's very eloquent.
Fair, right?
Very eloquent.
Okay.
Cool. All right, Henry, you can send the follow-up. Be there or it's going to be trouble. Yeah. You know, it stuns me.
Henry is
though.
The Italian here, so.
Yeah, it stuns me to think the first count of the minutia of this, too many Rockies. Now, a lot of these people really don't like Rocky. I told you, I remember the Art Commission. They didn't want him at the top of this, anywhere near the Art Museum. The compromise was put him to the side. Where do people want to go? Rocky. I went into the Art Museum. They had at that point a sketch in you know, major room there, of a guy who sat, Henry, on the New York subway with two pencils and just let the swaying of the train drive what he created. I never forgot it. That's like 25 years ago.
Interesting.
This is art.
Yeah.
But this is kitsch. It is not art. It is something that's fake. How dare you want to put that statue? Now, it is a movie prop, but the guy who made it for the movie did it in an artistic bent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of represents Philadelphia in a great way. Like, so,
right.
So what if he didn't exist? Exactly. Yeah.
Now, if I had my way, you're going to have the Rocky statue at the top of the steps. You're going to have a Frank Rizzo statue midway. You're going to have Kate Smith at the bottom of the steps. She goes on to say, why is there only one statue of Smoking Joe Frazier and it's at the stadium complex? Well, the answer might be Joe Frazier was popular in his day, without a doubt. I did several events with him. Joe Frazier and the, what was the name of the women that sang with him? Joe Frazier and the Frazierettes, maybe.
Sounds right.
Yeah, and they were good. And he was a decent singer. But, you know, he really was a warrior. You know, in the times that I saw him, he was a little bit, whatever phraseology we're using, you know, kind of like my house. They really took it out of each other. It was brutal. So Joe Frazier has a statue. If you want to have more Joe Frazier statues, I'd be fine with that. Why does Philadelphia love Rocky? Now, tomorrow, I'm not sure if she'll come on. I'm thinking we haven't done it in years, and I love it. What Rocky symbolizes, the one line in Rocky is about taking a shot. In other words, even if he loses, what is he losing? He's taking a shot.
Mm-hmm.
The underdog, all-time underdogs, or taking a shot. You know, there are some people who just will always poo-poo it. You have no... You talk about a puncher's chance. That's definitely Rocky. And when you have someone, how frustrating it is, no matter what you do, you're beating them, but you can't knock them out. You can't completely take them out. That's got to be, and that's a large part of the scene, at least in Rocky One. My God, you know, how many times does Apollo Creed's character, how many times does he turn and he looks and he's back? And I've always loved the manager, the trainer, saying, no, we're not going to fight a southpaw. Don't fight that man again. You know, that kind of thing. There are guys that you may win on a technical knockout or something like that, but you just can't put them down. And people admire that. You know, they got a little bit strange, some of the Rockies over the years. But do you have a favorite Rocky, Henry?
Either one or four.
Four.
It could go either way.
Is four the Russian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's total 80s cheese and montages and everything. It stinks, but it rocks at the same time.
Well, it gets them in the all-time line. You should look at in any athletic competition. Drago bleeds. In other words, you look at the opponent, you're looking for just anything at all that indicates that they put their pants on at the same, you know, all that stuff. That's what you're always looking for. Dan, how about you?
It's weird that I might say Rocky IV, too, and
right.
I know it's known as one of or the worst, but I have a theory here, though.
Yeah.
It's been considered it's not known as the worst.
No, the one with Tommy Gunn, the guy that he knocks out over a septum.
My theory has always been, the reason why I'm so familiar with that film is because it was always on TV, and I thought that the lack of popularity made the TV rights much cheaper than the other Rocky, so that's why you'd see it on TV all the time.
No, I don't think so.
You know, so I'm just more familiar with that one than the others. Rocky 1's obviously the best.
Rocky 3 is not good, because there's too much philosophizing and finding his karma again against Mr. T. It's too much. You know, Rocky 2 is very good, too. But 4, Drago bleeds.
Was Brigitte Nielsen ever
Yes, Brigitte Nielsen is Drago's wife or girlfriend.
Like, was she seen as, like, sexy?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay.
All right, there we go. Cattywampus, the word of the day. All right.
That us?
Yeah. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Jacob Ohledorf. Or is it Ohledorf, I believe. Ohledorf. He is the national security commissar over there, the head at the America First Policy Institute. We want to start to get on some people a little bit different. This national security stuff with Ukraine, Trump, Putin is going to go on now for quite a while where it's in the news. Get his take on what's happened, what happens next, but your calls. 855-839-1210. And if Stephanie Farr comes on tomorrow, we'll treat her with respect and give her an opportunity. Too many Rocky statues. And a lot of it's because of Stallone and Trump. They want to put one up at the airport. My God. What are we going to do? Put more cheesesteaks out there? The inventor of the cheesesteak. All right, 855-839-1210.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
All right, well, we're going to go Rocky until the end of the show today, at least. I'm Gio Dano's show. Jacob Oladort is a PhD and the director of the Center for American Security at the America First Policy Institute. Recommended to us by, among others, Judge Mike Donohue. We wanted to get on somebody at this point in time. Where are we? What's the best guess where we are and what happens next with Ukraine? Dr. Jacob joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Doctor, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
It's an honor to be here with you, even if you're on the wrong side of the Hudson River. I'm from New York, so apologies for my bias.
Well, you're recommended by Mike Donohue. No better recommendation than that. He's got the American Policy Institute, of course, here in Jersey. And he is in the first roundtable every time at Mulligan's. That's the highest honor imaginable. It's one of our locals.
Amazing. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's an honor to be with you and your listeners. And I've spent 5 very good years in New Jersey, in grad school. So really, really enjoyed it very much. This is a very important moment, I think. You know, as I see it, this is probably the most complex war. Obviously, the Russians have sort of innovated the most brutal form of warfare in modern times, just kind of the meat grinder. And then it's the largest land war in Europe in almost a century. And so that, I think, is the context for listeners. And then the other piece of this that folks don't talk about as much, that I think is even more important than the substance of what's going to happen, is the sequence. You've had a major breakthrough with Azerbaijan and Armenia just weeks before. This is the first peace deal between former Soviet bloc states. That's not insignificant for Putin to understand. And then just before that, President Trump cut off Putin's inroads into the Middle East by isolating Iran and then Syria. Mm-hmm. So I think all of this has put Putin into a box where he sort of has to come to the table, not to mention, which I'm sure we'll get into, just the devastating state of his economy and situation there. So I think it's a tremendous moment, not just for Europe, but really for the world, and really exciting to watch the president in action these last couple of days and going forward on this.
Dr. Jacob, when you say has to come to the table, what do you think in principle has been agreed upon? It seems like the Ukrainians, the polling that's out, the general feeling, they're willing to give up some degree of land here. And the issue is more, and I'm glad to see this because it's a big step if we're actually talking about how would we provide security for years to come as the final piece. That tells me there might be something here. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, and it's a million-dollar question here, we obviously don't know, right, what's been agreed to or where the negotiations currently stand. We do know kind of where, you know, the kind of circumstances that Zelensky and Putin are in. They both need a political message today to their people, a victory and an off-ramp. How do you end this thing? They both want to end it. And I think in some ways it's more straightforward for Zelensky. he can say, and we can get to the land part in a bit, but we have protected Ukraine sovereignty. We have fought, you know, and sacrificed so much, but we've done it. And not only that, but we've unified Europe and we've gotten America's leadership here. And so we've prevailed and we've created conditions so that Putin will not try this again. That's the security guarantees part of this. And so, you know, for Putin, you know, he's a dictator. He doesn't have to say something that actually resonates with the Russian people, but he needs a political message to say that, look, we're going to try and build a better future for Russia, even though this didn't go my way. And I think that's kind of the mental space he needs to get into, which obviously easier said than done. But so I think a little bit different for both sides, but I think it's the right time for both of them to come to the table.
Doctor, let's talk about this Article 5, light, NATO, et cetera. Would that mean the Brits and the French would actually put troops in? And Trump said this morning, we would provide air power. Nobody has it better, et cetera. But we're not going to put American troops on the ground. What I'm asking is, do you think, and I know you have a lot of background in this with Europe, do they feel it's a European thing, so it's only right they would actually put troops on the ground as the tripwire here with Putin? We wouldn't have to do that, but we would provide, of course, resources and air power.
Right. And Jacob is totally fine. I mean, I can't prescribe medication.
Jake. I'll call you Jake the next go-round. I go down by derivation, so it'll be Dr. Jake. Then it'll be Dr. J. There you go. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I've been called worse.
Yeah.
No, but it's, well, I think you're right there. I mean, this is Europe's war. It's actually Biden's war, but it's, you know, it's Europe's future. And I think there's another point to remember about the Article 5. And, you know, this is not necessarily about NATO, but even if we're talking about NATO, there's Article 3 as well of the treaty, which says that each nation shall separately and jointly maintain for the common defense and protect against attacks. I think basically they have to have the capability to do this. And so it's both, you know, who is present on the ground of the European nations, but then also what does that capacity look like? How are they building up their defenses for the future of Europe? Obviously, an issue for Europe to figure out. We've already been supporting, and as a member of NATO, so I don't think there's a question there. But, you know, so I think there are many ways this can go without, obviously, as the president said, the U.S. putting boots on the ground, which I don't foresee as a necessary step here.
Timelines. You know, these questions are unanswered, but we're asking to predict. It seems like this could be one of those things where there's a moment fairly quickly, several people that I respect think it's could happen this year that we have a peace.
I think very soon. I mean, I think within months. I don't want to be too rosy about it. This is very complex, but I think, you know, the steps we're seeing, and if indeed now we have a Zelensky Putin meeting taking place, I just saw Budapest was announced as a potential location. You know, I think that'll at least bring us one step closer. Look, this is how all great wars have ended historically, with big summits, meetings, not just of the different parties, but also the countries with stakes in them, here with the European leaders. So you can already feel there's momentum coming together and building towards some sort of end state. What exactly that'll be, when exactly that'll be, you know, it's hard to tell. But I think within the next year, certainly, if not sooner.
Well, Jacob, thank you. Thanks for joining us again. We'll have you back soon. Where do we follow you on X or Twitter, et cetera? Where do we follow you on social media?
Absolutely. I'm at J Olidort, O-L-I-D-O-R-T. And then our website is AmericaFirstPolicy.com. You can find all of our papers and op-eds there and various other policy products. We're a 501c3, so we're an independent research institution. We don't speak on behalf of the president or his team, but a lot of research materials there for your listeners to explore.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Doctor, very much, and enjoyed having you today.
Thank you so much.
And we'll do it in the near future. Thanks, Doctor.
I look forward. Absolutely. Right. Thank you.
There's a new guy. Henry, he mentioned Budapest. You know, Dan is crazed about Hungarians or Hungarian food. I forget. And I have a Budapest connection. I hope it is in Budapest.
Huh.
When I was a kid, I hit my head a couple of times. Explain something. You know, sports. I hit it on a window once.
Right, it happens.
It was a pretty, And I just remember in grade school, Buda is on one side and Pest on the other. I don't know if it's the Danube that goes through Budapest or not.
Oh, it might be. I never knew that.
So if I said to myself, Buda and Pest, I knew that I hadn't lost any memory or anything else. Continue. Budapest was the... you'll be hearing that a lot if it is in Budapest. I'm not making that up. That was. Did you have anything where you said to yourself, all right, that wasn't an injury. It's going to cost me my memory or sensibilities.
No, honestly, I'd always hold a finger out in front of my face and like just bring it in, just make sure like, okay, I'm still seeing straight. I'm still good. All I didn't have any phrases like that.
Try Budapest.
Budapest it is.
All right, it is the lightning round next. And here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. Really good ones on Twitter today. I like the down to the shore. A phrase or a word that triggers you, either overdone, something about it is just out of kilter, you think it's imprecise. All this coming because the Cambridge Dictionary, the big dictionary, has put in tradwife and delulu for delusional, among other things, and they're being roasted. Mine was fascist. Dan was cattywampus. Apparently Maisie says that. And Henry, yours was...
Oh, dead ass! You don't remember?
Yeah, that's right. I remember it now that you mentioned it. Yes, with kids. Yeah, the whole thing that goes in with that. Okay. You got to get in, though, soon. 855-839-1210. We'll put your name into the hat. And again, if that's true, the next meeting in Budapest, that's an interesting choice. I'm not sure which one of them recommended that. And do we have that? We might have time to play it. The attorney general in Rhode Island, these two females who apparently are drunk, telling cops who are arresting them, we'll play that coming back. You can see it on YouTube, too. Telling the two cops, do you know who I am? I'm an AG. I can see the cop. She's an AG. Oh, my God. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Hit us with that word or phrase coming off the Cambridge Dictionary and tradwife and all that stuff. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David. What's yours?
Hey, Dom. Real quick, you know, when I first met my wife, you don't know this, but I imported her from Pennsylvania back before the tariffs got really bad. And I first met her, and I'm throwing all these Southern words. And she's and I was like, I'm sorry, I say all these Southern words. She's like, no, I like it. So I said them all the time and everything. So I beat them up. But one word that really kids say so much these days, and I can't stand it, is literally. I literally walked down the street. I literally had the best pizza today. Stop it. It's enough of it already. I'm literally tired of the word literally.
Thank you, David. The Southern accent went away there a little bit. He really was getting fired
up. Yeah, the Pennsylvania came.
Will y'all please stop the... I'll tell you one. Guys like Josh Shapiro saying y'all. You're not from the South. You're not other group. No, no, no. You're from Abington. Stop the y'all stuff. You all, you know, all that stuff that he does.
I go y'alls over text, but never, never
right,
speak.
Right. Joe of Exton wouldn't say y'all. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. Walter Sterling has a late night program, which he opens with the phrase, Sterling every damn night. The word damn has a hard feel to it, which blemishes the entire phrase with a harshness quality.
Thank you, Joe. I'll send that. Walter, I know you're listening.
Oh, he's listening. He heard
that. Stop
that.
Joe Evek, get Joe Evekston on. Oh, man. Feel free to poach him. He is one of a kind. I mean, every day he hits a brand. Bow ties yesterday. The Earl of Tacconi, same thing. Earl, what's yours today?
The one phrase that really bothers me is, okay, boomer.
Yes.
It doesn't affect me personally. I'm Generation X. Our motto is, shut up, I don't care. But it's just a lazy argument, you know, when we're trying to, you know, tell people how to stand up straight and fly right.
Gotcha. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what do you have?
Mine is working families. Are there non-working families?
Sadly, there are a lot of them. Yeah, working class. They're a working class family. They're working families, not like you fat cats who are bloviators. Jerry in Wilmington. Hi, Jer. What's yours?
Hi, Don. Yeah, mine is something most people are afraid to hear and maybe have heard at least once. And it even goes back to the New Testament when Mary said to Joseph, it's not you, it's me.
Mary and Joseph. I have to look that one up. All right. George Costanza. I'm the original, honey, baby.
I invented that.
I invented that, baby. All right. The guy eats the food after he tells her it's not you, it's me. Bill in Bucks County. All right, Bill, what's yours?
Okay, you'll hear it on the Sunday morning shows often.
Yep.
It's
Let me be clear.
Yeah, there you go. Right, like you weren't clear up there. Joe Biden has all those, and look is another one. Look. All right, Henry. Boy, we had some really good ones today. Down to the Shore would have been my winner.
Yeah,
but
that
would
have been a good one.
Yeah.
Man, I like John Columbus's answer of cray cray. I don't hear it too much anymore, but yeah, definitely just say crazy.
Right.
It's the same amount of syllables. What are we doing here? I really like Robert and Ben Salen's answer of the unalive. It does kind of...
The
internet lingo is kind of permeating into the regular...
It will be in Cambridge at some point.
It absolutely will, probably within the next year or so. So that's another one. And then, I like David and Lexington's answer of literally, because I think it goes in the same lines of deadass where people kind of use it as a placeholder, a filler word, and it doesn't need to be said.
Let's go with literally. I would agree, you know... I just used one, you know.
Yeah, there it goes.
There's a lot of placeholders, much too many. Let's not listen to my old tapes and every time I say et cetera.
Yeah.
Oh, God. My catchphrase, yeah,
Yul Brynner?
Yes. All right. So, David, your name goes into the hat, importing a woman from Pennsylvania. How dare you? Okay. Here are the an AG, an attorney general of a sort. Really, a woman who appears to be drunk is drunk, and her friend... And they're telling cops, you're going to regret this. You know, that scene with Ginger in Casino where she goes, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't, when Robert De Niro's pushing a table against her, I'll kill you right in this place. I wouldn't do that. All right. YouTube alert to youtube.com/1210WPH, 1210. Here is the attorney general in Rhode Island, a Democrat, saying, yeah, I might be drunk, but I'm an AG.
If I ask you to turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol. She's lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on. There are
two full grown women and mothers.
All right.
Man, all right. We get the picture. You know, arresting her it's like a spinoff of Don't You Know Who I Am? Never works. Not a good thing in that situation. And a cop, you're telling him it's an eight. Turn your body cam. They're sworn you got to keep the body cam. Yeah. It'd be crazy. He turns the body cam off. God knows what this woman may do. I'm an AG. Now, Republicans, you know, we can find conservatives, too, doing this nonsense. But another typical Providence AG of what? Just a phrase, I'm an AG. Maybe she said, I'm an attorney general, please. No, something like that. All right, great stuff today. We'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll see if Dan can get on the anti-Rocky Philadelphia Inquirer. And we'll continue to see what happens with Ukraine. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Great work today, too, and that new addition, the national security guy we had on. Rich is poised and ready to take you through four great hours here with the Rich the Always Show. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.